It's 2:05 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's the John Phillips Show on this wrestling-themed Throwback Thursday.
Woo!
Oh, Ric Flair, we got to play the Ric Flair theme because Ric Flair has one of the best wrestling themes of all time.
Woo! Woo!
Now, this is very interesting. Something just happened to me in the commercial break, and I got a phone call, and I do not answer my phone during the show. In fact, I don't answer my phone from anybody outside of my wife, my mother, and Les Siegel, our booker. Outside of that, I don't pick up the phone. Maybe our producer, Lewis, but rarely. But I got a number. It was an 818 number that called. I let it go to voicemail. And usually when it's a scammer, like I have someone that calls me every single day for the past 2 months. It's an 818 number from La Crescenta. They call me constantly. They never leave a message. I'm sure it's a scammer. I would call them to find out, but I don't know. Maybe they could steal my phone number that way. But I got a number from an 818 and they left a voicemail and it said, "Hey, Ryan Wong," which is my legal name. Randy Wang is a stage name. We've all heard the story a million times. And I said, I'm one of your neighbors. And I wanted to let you know that we've lost representation in the city council because I have told you I happen to live in the council district that used to be represented by this woman.
Why are people with us?
That's right. I was a Nuri Martinez girl. But she has resigned in shame. And there's a special election happening in April. And this guy was calling me to tell me about one of the candidates. And, okay. So the phone kept cutting out, but, I could read from the transcript on my phone. It's somebody with the last name Padilla. And the first thing that I thought was, does Alex Padilla have some relative that's running for this office? So I looked, Padilla, Council District 6. And apparently the candidate that's running is Imelda Padilla for L.A. City Council District 6, the special election for that part. It's the San Fernando Valley, like Van Nuys and Lake Balboa. And that election is on April 4th. According to her bio, I don't believe she's related to Alex Padilla in any possible way, but Alex Padilla used to run that district before Nuri Martinez. But I'm looking at her, what's her policies? Who is this person? Is this the person I'm going to vote for? Obviously, somebody that I don't know has my phone number and is calling me to let them know that this is the person I should be voting for. And so let's go to her platform. Let's go to her priorities because Council District 6 has some very specific problems that need to be addressed. Off the top of my head, there's a few things that need to be done to clean up Balboa Park, which has gotten disgusting, not only from the homeless that are living in the park, but the ducks that have overpopulated the park. So if you go on that nice little walking path around the fake lake, it's covered in duck poop all the time. But on top of that, while I would say the district that I live in, at least the part that I live in, doesn't have that visible of a tent encampment problem, there's a huge RV problem. I've mentioned it a few times. If you're ever trying to get on the 405 freeway at Van Owen and Haskell, the entire side of the street going up to the freeway is covered in RVs. And these RVs don't look like they have run in a very long time. They're chop shops. Some of them might be meth labs. I mean, come on. Walter White inspired at least one or two of these people. And what do you know? When I look on the platform and priorities portion of Imelda Padilla's website, who, now that I know that she exists, I already sent an email to her own Les Siegel. Maybe we'll try to get her on the show. I'd love to have some candidates for this election. This is a very important seat. It's the Los Angeles City Council. But listen to her first paragraph on the issues that are her top issues. And, of course, number one is the unsheltered population. But listen to this. The disproportionate impact that Council District 6 faces with the unsheltered crisis is a critical issue that the City Council must address holistically. As a councilwoman, I plan to address the unintended consequences of Municipal Code 8502, which pushed RVs into our industrial corridors, causing a lack of parking for business owners, customers, and workers. It's incredibly unacceptable that we have allowed as a city for these individuals to park and live in regions with the worst air quality. We need to do better. her first priority is getting rid of the RVs in the San Fernando Valley? Okay, you've got my attention now. I can't wait to find out more. So we're going to figure out what her deal is. Maybe we'll get her on the show. I'm still doing this tomorrow. Then Johnny's back. Maybe he'll talk to her. But love to get more into that. But I found that really interesting because what do you know? My next topic is RVs. See, I happen to be quite the geek for the LA City Council. And sure, ever since the big racist scandal with Nuri, Kevin, and Gil, a lot of people have been paying attention to the LA City Council, but they have their main meeting, which is televised on Channel 35, and a lot of people have seen it, and it gets all crazy, and people start cursing out KDL. It's a good old time, and we love to play that sound. But lately, I've really tried to expand what I'm paying attention to, because I got a lot of time in the car. I am driving an hour each way to get here now in my 17-mile commute from the Valley to Culver City. And, well, quite frankly, some of the radio that I listen to on the way in is absolute garbage. So I've been listening to city council meetings instead and press conferences because I feel like I'm getting something done. It's like show prep on the road. And I wanted to check out the brand new first meeting of the year of the LA City Council Transportation Committee, which this is historic. It's an all-female committee. You've got Nithya Raman. You've got Heather Hutt. You've got Eunices Hernandez. You've got Tracy Park. And you've got Katie Young Yaroslavsky. They are the people in charge of the Transportation Committee. So I went to tune in to find out what was going on. And the first thing that I realized, Nithya Raman, who is also chair of the Homeless Committee and is somebody who I do not trust when it comes to dealing with this problem. Well, she's late to these committee meetings. She was late to the press conference and she's rude, too. Listen to what happened when they had the roll call for this very important committee meeting that I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in the entire city that it was watching.
Mr. Clerk, would you like to call a roll?
That's Heather Hutt. She is the chair of this committee, so she'll be doing a lot of the formalities.
Mr. Clerk, would you like to call a roll?
Yes, very good. Councilmember Hutt?
Here.
Councilmember Park?
Present.
Councilmember Hernandez?
Present.
Councilmember Raman?
Raman. Nithya!
And Councilmember Yaroslavsky?
Here.
Very good. Four present.
Nithya didn't even show up on time. So let's see what happens when they try to move on because they have a quorum.
So first I'd like to open up to the floor to Council District 1, Council Member Hernandez, to comment on items in their district.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Chair Hutt, I just wanted to mention that I was here as well. This is Nithya Raman.
Rude! Just interrupting Eunices when she's trying to get to the business of her council district because you were late to the meeting. How dare you?
How dare you?
Nithya Raman is a very rude person. Next up, it's time for the Transportation Committee to take their public comment. I'm really excited. You know how filthy and full of expletives the public comment section is at the City Council Classic. What's it going to be like at the public comment section for the Transportation Committee? Let's hear those angry bus riders.
I believe we're ready to receive comments by the general public. Mr. Clark, please provide the call-in instructions.
Mr. Clark, there are no callers on the queue.
A city of 4 million people, this is one of the most important committees that the city council has, and zero people are paying attention to this. And that's where I get real excited, because I happen to not to pat myself on the back too much. I've got a knack to find the story that nobody else is talking about. I hear the same headlines regurgitated all over the place. But seriously, there is a lack of looking at what's right there, available on YouTube, from our elected politicians. And without further ado, let's go to the issue at hand. It's time to talk RVs.
Item number 12 is the Board of Transportation Commissioners report relative to hazardous and illegal
recreational vehicle parking.
That's right. RV parking, especially illegal RV parking, destroys streets. You remember that story in Venice about 10 years ago where the people were parking illegally and then just dumping their septic tanks? The streets were full of poopy. Heather Hutt, what do you have to say?
I've also been very engaged in the issue. I'd like to hear from the LODOT. DOT staff.
Okay, so we don't know much about Heather Hutt, who is the fill-in city councilwoman for Mark Ridley Thomas, who's indicted and awaiting trial. But what we can ascertain from this is Heather Hutt can't put a sentence together.
They've also been very engaged in the issue. I'd like to hear from the LODOT. DOT staff.
And yeah, you heard it, didn't you? Heather Hutt, welcome to the sound wall.
Good Lord.
All right, let's start things off with everyone's favorite Sherman Oaks City Councilwoman, Nithya Raman, the person who at the Homeless Count press conference wouldn't stop talking about we need the money. Money, 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 money.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Money, money. She's talking about the unique challenges that we are facing when it comes to towing away illegally parked RVs.
Councilmember Hernandez.
Councilmember Rana was first. Thank you, Chairwoman.
This committee is very organized, isn't it?
She moved. Okay, Councilmember Robin.
Well, thank you so much.
I love the awkward laughter of municipality meetings.
Well, thank you so much. I just wanted to flag that we do have another council file that's making its way through through the department, including DOT, but also other departments that deal with the issue of homelessness. It's council file 22-1313.
Everyone got that?
And it is a council file related to developing a citywide strategy.
We don't have a citywide strategy for illegally parked RVs that turn into chop shops?
For our vehicular homelessness, particularly focused on RVs. I wanted to flag that I think that this kind of response...
And what happened here, the reason they're even talking about this is because the Department of Transportation has been inundated by calls and emails from constituents saying, hey, there's an RV parked across my street. It's not supposed to be there. It has 15 parking tickets on it. You need to tow it. So the Transportation Department put together a report to file to the city council in their transportation committee saying, well, we need to do something about this because the locals are pissed off. In fact, they're all the way pissed off.
And I want you to be all the way pissed off.
Now let's hear Nithya Raman tell us why we just can't tow illegally parked RVs.
I wanted to flag that I think that this kind of response.
They'll tow you, but they're not going to tow the homeless. You don't pay your parking ticket because they gave you a street sweeper ticket, even when the street sweeper wasn't running? They'll tow your ass. They're not going to tow the homeless because that would be mean.
I wanted to flag that I think that this kind of response is important because the challenges with RV dwelling, I think, are unique in terms of our homelessness response.
Oh, how unique are they? I mean, it's a RV instead of a tent. So let's see what the unique challenges are here.
People who are living in RVs sometimes have very different concerns from those who are living in tents or on.
She doesn't sound like the smartest tool in the shed, does she?
In tents or in makeshift shelters.
And I sound like the dumbest tool in the shed because it's sharpest tool in the shed, not smartest. Hey, I'm in radio. I have an excuse. She's a city councilwoman.
RVs can be very decrepit. RVs can also provide very dangerous living conditions as well, just like a tent encampment can.
Oh, so it's not unique. So it's very similar. These people are living in very unsafe conditions, and it's a shame that we allow this.
And so I think it's really important to focus on them, but there are additional and unique challenges related to RV dwelling that the city has to be able to address as we move forward in this, with this crisis.
Okay, Nithya, I'm listening. What are these unique challenges that prevent us from towing illegally parked, dangerous RVs? Sometimes rotting away, sometimes decrepit, your words, sometimes filled with propane tanks and leaking septic tanks.
I also, I think one of the challenges that the city has been facing is when a person is housed from an RV, how to actually store or deal with the RV that's remaining on the street. We have very little storage availability for impounded RVs.
We can't tow the RVs because we have nowhere to put them? She's using the same argument. Well, we can't deal with the encampments because there's just not enough housing. There's just not enough impound lots in the city of Los Angeles, so let them destroy Haskell Boulevard at Van Owen. Just let them do it.
We have very little storage availability for impounded RVs and the capacity to be able to pick up those RVs and actually, if they are in dilapidated condition, to be able to destroy them, that kind of capacity really doesn't exist at the city right now.
We don't have a way through the city of Los Angeles to crush an RV into a cube? Come on.
Once a person has been moved from an RV indoors.
We don't have the resources to, if we're going to tow an illegally parked RV, we don't have anywhere to put it. So we just shouldn't tow it anyway. We shouldn't do anything about it because that's just not fair. Well, what about all those safe parking sites? Can we use one of those?
We also have very, very few, almost no, I believe, safe parking spots that allow for RV dwelling.
Does Karen Bass need to do a master lease of Camping World?
We have the sites that we currently have for safe parking in the city have...
They're recreational vehicles. Couldn't we put them somewhere in the Angeles National Forest?
Factors that make them very, very unsuitable for people who live in RVs. If you look at a traditional RV parking lot, you find, for example, that you generally go into it in one direction because RVs often find it very difficult to back out. So you go in one direction and you go out in another. You never have to reverse in a place where an RV lot is really successful. Most of our safe parking lots are designed for much smaller cars and so require RVs maybe to back in and back out.
So what? We only want to give people with compacts safe parking? Seems like we haven't thought any of these policies through, Nithya Raman. And you can't say you're new here. You've been on the council for a while now.
Most of our safe parking lots are not 24 hours. And many of the RVs that we have on our streets are not accustomed to moving.
What's the point of having a safe parking lot? I would imagine 12 hours a day, it's not operated as a valet lot for a restaurant. I would imagine nobody wants to use that parking lot after the homeless have been living there. So why don't we just go ahead and hire two security guards instead of one and let it be 24 hours? There are simpler solutions. It's a complex problem, but if you break it down grain by grain, there are some simpler answers here.
Multiple times a day. And so if you have a safe parking lot that's not a 24-hour lot, it's going to be less attractive for people who are living in RVs to be actually able to move from their location to that safe parking lot.
So let's just keep them outside the Pineapple Hill in Sherman Oaks, which, by the way, I remember when we went there for that remote parking, and that is you're at Moore Park near Van Nuys. You look in every direction, you can see RVs, and that's residential neighborhoods. There's an elementary school there. It's the last thing I want there.
The other piece is that most of the safe parking lots that we have very, very small parking spaces. which a larger RV is not able to be accommodated there.
You know, you can do what most people with larger cars do and just take two spaces. I know we call them pig parkers, but I believe in the L.A. City-sponsored homeless safe parking lots, nobody's going to mind. It seems like, I don't know, is Nithya Raman making up a bunch of excuses to not do her job? Maybe.
And so I think we as a city really need to think about if we want to take on the issue of vehicular dwelling, particularly with people who are living in RVs, we have to think about a more comprehensive response that addresses some of the challenges that creates a much larger menu of options for people to be able to move into.
A large menu of options. Okay. Here's more of Nithya Raman complaining. We just don't have the money to tow illegally parked RVs that are a danger to the neighborhood.
And where DOT is one of the partners in facilitating that response, but that we have to work it out in a more comprehensive way. And I'm hoping that through this council file that has been approved by the full council, and we're waiting for a report from the CAO and other entities, that we'll be able to get at some of those answers and also to be able to identify the resources that we need at the city level to be able to respond to this, because all of this is going to require some money.
Oh, well, we better juke the numbers of that homeless count, and we better not get anyone housed because then we'll get less money. When you come from the nonprofit world where all of your funding is tied to the problem getting worse, well, you don't really have a vested interest in fixing the problem, do we, Nithya?
And additional resources. So that's a comment, not a question, but I did just want to flag that for everyone because I think...
She's not even asking the DOT a question. She's just trying to put out her nonsensical platform of, here's the reason we can't do common sense things. Now that Bonin's gone, she's the worst member of the city council. The new member's got nothing on her.
Taking this question from the perspective of DOT alone may not, provide the full holistic picture on this issue. Thank you.
Got to have a holistic approach to towing illegally parked RVs. If you are parked even an inch into the red zone, they'll tow your ass. But we can't tow the RVs because we just can't afford it. Now, Eunice has a question. Okay, if we're going to, go up to these RV encampments and we're going to ask these people to take housing instead of their dangerous RV that doesn't even drive, well, are we paying them for that? Are we going to offer them like $500,000 for their clunky old RV so we can go crush it?
What type of support is provided to people experiencing homelessness? Like monetary compensation to retrieve their vehicles if they're towed, or if their vehicles are towed and destined for destruction, do they get any reimbursement, or are we just forfeiting people's items without, providing them with resources?
I'm not aware of any compensation when those vehicles are towed. But again, the towing of large RV vehicles has been not that frequently. So
the DOT admitting they don't even tow the RVs. We can't do that. That would take too much time and money. That's your job.
Not that frequently. So
you can't put a boot on them. They already don't run.
It's happened in the past, and there's been some activities, but it's been very limited, as previous mentioned, that because we don't have the storage space, a lot of times...
There are plenty of empty lots that the city owns. You could put the RVs there. You're not even housing them there anymore. You're just talking about storing a recreational vehicle. Or maybe Nithya is right. I mean, maybe Ulysses is right. Pay them to destroy it.
A lot of times, they may get ticketed multiple times, but they're unable to actually tow them. We're short on...
Good news. If you're in an RV and you're illegally parked and you're bothering people, it doesn't matter how many tickets you get, they won't tow you. Straight from the DOT's mouth.
The towing companies that actually do the tow, and also we're short on space.
They don't have any space, they don't have any money, so I've got a fantastic idea. Because apparently the Department of Transportation can't afford to tow the RVs because some people that are homeless won't leave unless we do something about their RVs or we pay them for their RVs. Let's give them all $1,000 each. How are we going to pay for it? We take those RVs down to Angel Stadium, and we get Truckosaurus to crush them in front of a crowd. What do you say? So we've been going through the Transportation Committee meeting hearing on clearing out RV encampments and dealing with illegally parked RVs. Nithya Raman says we don't have anywhere to put the RVs and it wouldn't be.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Fair. Tracy Park has a different story, and she doesn't just have a story, she's actually done it.
Councilmember Park.
You gotta remember, this is the woman who replaced Mike Bonin and has already helped Karen Bass with her Inside Safe initiative and has cleared out Rose Avenue and the RV encampment at the Bellona Wetlands.
So I really just wanted to thank the Board of Transportation Commissioners for their work on this. Mr. Kim and Chief Hale, thank you for being present today. Chief Hale, it's nice to see you here. I really appreciated your analysis of the Bellona Wetlands situation, and I noted in your report that you had received over 500 pieces of communication from local residents. If DOT received that many, I would estimate that the council office has probably received three times that many.
The difference is you're actually opening those mails. Mike Bonin never did that.
And this is an issue that has been ongoing in my district for a number of years now. I certainly hear Councilwoman Rahman loud and clear. I understand all of the layers of complication around this issue when it comes to, say, parking alternatives, storage alternatives, and other issues. However,
she's like Mona Lisa Vito and My Cousin Vitty.
However, I do feel that the urgency around resolving this is something that warrants swift action.
That's right. And she's using Nithya Raman's own word against her, urgency. Because Park has acted with urgency. In 5 weeks, she has cleaned up two major encampments in Venice.
And, you know, when you look at the details in the committee's report on the issues around Jefferson, I can just confirm that from our cleanup on Monday, we removed 400 pounds of human waste.
That's a lot of poopy.
125 pounds of flammable materials.
That's a lot of propane.
200 pounds of corrosive materials.
That's a lot of battery acid leaking from the broken RVs.
And 10 pounds of toxic materials, including syringes.
That's a lot of meth and fentanyl.
And this is in an area that is a state-designated environmentally sensitive habitat area that is home to hundreds of species of birds and animals. It has also been the scene of a significant uptick in crime, as well as fires that have cost us acres of protected habitat.
That's right. And Tracy Park did something about it and has the same hurdles that Nithya refuses to jump through. But she did something about it because she had political will.
So I appreciate the work that has gone into this report. And I hope that we as a committee and that we as a council as a whole can take the action that is necessary to address these issues as quickly as possible. So thank you again to everyone for their work on this.
We're going to have Tracy Park come on the show. I know she comes on with John and Ken, but, you know, we'd like to thank her for the work that she's doing in Venice, pick her brain on why she's able to clear RVs when the other members of the city council says they can't do it. When we come back, we're going to hear the rebuttal from a very pissed off Nithya Raman who doesn't like someone saying that we can actually do things in the city because she likes to make up excuses and not act with the urgency, she says, this emergency requires. All right, we heard Tracy Park squash Nithya Raman at the LA City Council Transportation Committee saying that, no, you actually can deal with something like the illegally parked RVs. You just have to do it. And what do you know? When we cleaned up the encampment, we found 400 pounds of poop amongst all the other waste. Nithya Raman was not happy about that. And now she's pissed.
Councilmember Rahman.
Sorry, I just a quick note in response to Councilmember Park's comments. I want to just underscore that homelessness as a whole and vehicular homelessness as a part of it, I think, deserves to be addressed with the greatest of urgency.
Yeah, but you're not dealing with it in urgency at all. She is. She's been here 5 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5 weeks!
And she's gotten more done than you have in the last 4 years.
But that looking at it without considering some of the larger challenges that we face and how we respond to it, particularly looking at how we respond to the individuals who are living in those vehicles, has led in the past to solutions that are not really solutions, to RVs simply being moved from one place to another.
Yeah, that's not what this was. She did this with Karen Bass, with Inside Safe, and got those people housing and figured out where to put the RVs.
And that we've seen a marked rise in the number of RVs over the past few years, even as, for example, we have increased the number of streets on which RVs can't park. And so I think we just have to find ways that acknowledge.
Yeah, but that's because we're not towing them. We're not enforcing the law. So who cares how many streets say RVs can't park here? Your own DOT says we can't tow them unless they have a member of the city council and a mayor with an emergency order who says, you know what? It's time to do something about this.
And so I think we just have.
NIFTY is the problem.
And so I think we just have to find ways that acknowledge the severity of the solution that we're facing. And I really just did want to underscore.
She's deflated because Tracy Park destroyed her whole argument and the DOT's nonsense of we don't know what to do. We can't afford it. We don't even have enough tow trucks.
The urgency that we feel in our office to address this.
You have no urgency. If you had urgency, the tragedy that happened yesterday in your district wouldn't have happened, where a homeless person either was ran over by a trash truck and died, or a trash truck ran over an already dead homeless person. We're not sure yet.
The urgency that we feel in our office to address this, and the urgency that I think the council feels. I have one of the smallest numbers of RVs on our district streets of any council district in the city. And yet we spend a huge amount of time. We have discretionary grants that are going to organizations that are specifically focused on vehicular homelessness. And
wait a second. You said we don't have any money for this. Now you're saying that we get grants from the states and the feds specifically to deal with RVs. So what are you using that money for? Nithya Rahman might now be the most destructive member of the LA City Council. I know a lot of people thought it was going to be Ulysses Hernandez.
Because we are the defund the police people, right?
No, she is actually. She might have different opinions on a lot of things, but she's listening to her constituents and trying to do her job. Tracy Park doing a fantastic job. Even Hugo's doing okay. Nithya Rahman might be corrupt at this point because she cares more about the funding than the problem. It's the John Phillips Show. It's Randy Wang here on KBC.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.